It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, B Nation. Welcome back to another edition of the Irish Breakdown Podcast. Y'all knew I was going to be rocking this shirt today. Notre Dame has gone out and landed a big, big gap closer in Dallas Golden, who committed to Notre Dame this afternoon, who went public with his commitment to Notre Dame this afternoon. Huge, huge pickup for Notre Dame. We're going to talk all about it. We're going to talk about what this means for Notre Dame, what it says for Notre Dame. We're going to talk about the backstory. We're going to talk about class impact. We're going to watch some film. Y'all know I'm going to watch some film. You know we're going to watch film in Dallas Golden. Y'all knew that when you came here today, let's be honest. And you're excited about it. But we're going to watch film in Dallas Golden today. Going to watch a little bit of his sophomore film. We're going to talk about his – we'll definitely dive into his junior film. And I'm going to explain to you guys why I've been so high on Dallas Golden for so long. I mean, this is a kid that they offered. He's been an offer. He got offered by Notre Dame when Keon Keeley was still committed to Notre Dame. That's how long ago Dallas Golden got offered. And the staff did a phenomenal job with this recruitment. And we're going to dive into all of that. So I'm looking forward to have some fun today. It's going to be a blast. This is a huge pickup for Notre Dame, and what a great weekend. I mean, you talk about the NFL draft this weekend. Notre Dame has a top five pick, highest pick they've had since Rick Meyer back in 1993. They have 7 total players picked this weekend. You know, you've got some guys went higher than expected, some a little lower than expected. We're going to break all that down tomorrow, but it was a fun weekend. It was draft weekend. I love draft weekend. And then I've known about this for a few days now. I knew you guys were going to then get this on Sunday, and it was just going to make for an awesome weekend. So I'm pretty fired up. So I'm ready to dive into this Dallas Golden commitment, break it all down for you, and then we are going to have some fun talking about Dallas Golden. So, man, it is going to be a blast.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So before we dive into the specifics of the Dallas Golden commitment and, you know, how it went down, the class impact, and dive into the film, and we'll also do a what's next, you know, where do they go from here? What are the plans from here? Those type of things. We'll dive into that as well. But this is a big commitment for Notre Dame in a lot of different ways. Obviously, it's big because you got a talented player. But this commitment shows a lot of other things for Notre Dame. It's you went into a state where you've been having trouble landing this type of player. You went against the big boys of the state. So it's not like they snuck Dallas Golden out of the state because, you know, the other programs hadn't been offered him yet. The other Southern schools hadn't offered him. They didn't like him. He was a guy that nobody knew about. We're talking about a kid. This is Dallas Golden's offer list. And I'm just going to give you the big names. I'm not going to give you the whole offer list. Alabama, Auburn, Clemson, Florida State, Georgia, LSU, Miami, Michigan, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Tennessee, Texas, Texas A&M, and USC. This is a kid that Florida State, who is coming off of a 13-1 season, great season, wanted him bad. Clemson wanted him bad. And you're talking about Miami wanted him bad. Florida wanted him bad. So all three in-state schools, Florida State, Florida, Miami, wanted Dallas Golden in a big, big way. And Notre Dame got out to the early lead, stayed in pole position, and never looked back, and just did a phenomenal job getting this young man to the point where I was told there were some big-time schools that liked him, but they were like, there's no way we're getting him away from Notre Dame. And so they didn't even get in the race the way that they should. So this is a huge pickup for Notre Dame because it just shows just the recruiting prowess, but the, you know, that this staff has from an evaluation standpoint to get on him so early, but also just the ability of this staff to go down into this state, into the state of Florida, and beat the big boys. And it's something that's been happening more and more and more and more and more. And it just, this is where we talk about the differences and what was happening before and what's happening now is this kind of pickup for Notre Dame. And this is a big one for Notre Dame. And Dallas Golden is also not as unique of a player as people think from one standpoint. Now, he's a unique player in that he's very talented, but there's been this notion going around for years that kids from the South weren't like him. That, you know, Dallas is a high academic kid. He values commitment. That's why he waited this long to even commit in the first place, because he wanted to really be sure, because he doesn't want to be a guy that commits in multiple times. He wants this to be a one-time thing. So he took his time with the process. I'll get into that a little bit more when we get into the backstory. But this is also the kind of kid that, you know, you don't have those kids that care about going to class and getting an education. And that's why Notre Dame can't recruit top players. And I've said for years, that's nonsense. That's excuse making. You've got to put a product on the field that's good enough for those kids to want to come play for you. And you've got to have the coaching staff that's got the chops to be able to go down there and battle and battle and battle and battle and win these recruitments. And that's what's changed. It's not that Dallas Golden is some unicorn of a player that, oh, he's a Southern kid that actually cares about going to class. There's been plenty of these type of kids that care about that. What makes him unique is his unique talent. But Notre Dame is doing a much better job of not only identifying these players that are Notre Dame fits, and Dallas is very much a Notre Dame fit. Not even talking about the name. His last name's Golden. Come on. That's about as clear as a fit as possible. But I'm talking about the type of family he comes from, the things that matter to him, the character, all that stuff is a Notre Dame fit as well. But there's been plenty of kids like him that were fits as well that didn't come to Notre Dame. Why? Well, it's the Marcus Freeman effect. It's the Mike Mickens effect. It's the fact that Notre Dame, perception-wise, is a much, much bigger brand now than they were a few years ago. The success they've had on the field, which predated Marcus Freeman as well. You have to give the Brian Kelly the credit for that, that they did have some winning seasons that did that. But you're seeing this staff and you're seeing Marcus Freeman. And this has been my point for the last 2 years. I don't care what their ranking is. You look at the type of kids they're getting and it's different. It's a different type of kid from different parts of the country. They're going down to Texas and getting skilled players like Jaden Greathouse and Jadarian Price and guys like that. They're going down to Florida and getting skill guys like this and getting impact players from the state. Now Notre Dame has two top 50 skill players from Florida now committed in the 2025 class with Dallas Golden joining Ivan Taylor. They are swinging a much bigger stick right now with Marcus Freeman at the helm. And then also the decisions he's made in regard to who he's hired. Because this isn't just the Marcus Freeman show. This is Marcus Freeman. This is Chad Bowden. This is Mike Mickens. This is what makes his staff different. Yes, you have a charismatic young coach that kids like and want to play for at the top. But you also have a cornerbacks coach that's as real as it gets. That's as honest as you're going to have with these kids. That kids feel, they talk to players in the team. Like, yeah, this guy cares about us. He's hard on us. He's demanding of us, but he loves us. He has us over all the time. We're around his wife and his daughter, all this kind of stuff. And then, of course, you've got the relentless nature of Chad Bowden. It's a great operation, and that's why you're seeing more kids like this happen and more kids like this come to Notre Dame. This also sends a message to that's, you know, Sean Davis and I have been talking about this for years. This is the kind of pickup that says to people, like, this is what we were worried about with Notre Dame. And what this is going to do is this is going to ramp up the Notre Dame negative recruiting even more, because getting Ivan Taylor, getting Dallas Golden, getting these type of players from the state is not something that they're going to be happy about. And you're already seeing it with Javon Boggs. They're trying to get him. That's another top-ranked kid from the state of Florida that Notre Dame is trying to get. So I love the fact that after kind of ignoring the state of Florida for a few years, understandably so, as they kind of figured out where they were, this staff led by Marcus Freeman and Chad Bowden is saying, hey, we can't ignore that state. We got to not only go down to that state, but we got to go down to that state and get dudes. We've got to be willing to go down there and compete for the best of the best from that state. And Notre Dame is doing that. And the Dallas Golden commitment is just another example of their willingness to do that. And he's also, so as I said before, the fourth overall player from Florida joining Ivan Taylor, as I mentioned, Justin Thurman, a running back from Florida, and the second kid from Tampa, because Justin and him are both, and Dallas are both from Tampa. And then, of course, they kicked this class off with Davion Dixon, who's also from the state of Florida. He's from Miami. So another big pickup, because big picture, this matters more than just you got a really talented kid. It does. It matters a lot more than that. It matters because of who they beat, where he's from, the fact that it's not an offensive lineman or tight end or a linebacker, but one of the best skill players in the entire country. The fact that the big dogs in the state all wanted him. This is a needle mover for Notre Dame. This is absolutely a needle mover for Notre Dame. So not only does Dallas Golden close the gap as a player, this is also a situation where Dallas Golden sends a landing. Dallas Golden is a statement victory for Notre Dame. look, we went down to Mississippi and got one of the best quarterbacks in the country. This is what Notre Dame, this is the statement that Notre Dame is sending. And, you know, we just went down into Florida and got a dynamic, speedy running back. We just went down into Florida and got two of the best defensive backs in the state, in my view, like two of the five best DBs in the state. You know, we went down there and got, you know, a nose tackle from Miami. That's the statement that Notre Dame is sending to people, that, hey, we're going to come into your backyard. We're going to take Jaden Greathouse out of your backyard. We're going to take Dallas Golden out of your backyard. We're going to take Ivan Taylor out of your backyard. And this is just kind of who – this is the new Notre Dame. This is what they're doing. And, you know, that's the statement that I'm talking about that Notre Dame is making. And it's a big, big, big statement, big statement. And I don't think you can discount this is a, this is the final piece of what this, the impact of this. You can't discount what Notre Dame has done at quarterback in recent years on a move like this. You say, well, this guy plays defense. How does that matter? Because quarterbacks are always considered the ringleaders. Quarterbacks are like, hey, if I can't, DBs also know I'm not going to go there. They don't have a quarterback. We're not going to win. They don't have a quarterback. And the fact that Notre Dame got C.J. Carr in last year's class, the buzz that's surrounding C.J. Carr right now with the Notre Dame program, and then landing Deuce Knight, who's an elite talent. And now you look at what Deuce is now doing. He just had a phenomenal weekend at the 7-on-7 tournament that he was at. I don't know if you guys saw that. It's on YouTube. He was brilliant in that event. Those things matter as well. And so now you get those guys to kind of kick the door down. And then what follows? It's the Ivan Taylors. It's the Dallas Goldens. It's the players like that. And that's why it's so important to get the CJ Carrs, to get the Deuce Knights, because not only do they play a role, and to answer the question in there, did Deuce have a role? Absolutely, Deuce had a role in this in helping to recruit him. But you could get any quarterback that can help recruit him. It matters more when it comes from Deuce because Deuce is considered a dude in that class. And so this is big, big, big time pickup for Notre Dame. And it says a lot more for Notre Dame than just, oh, they got a talented player. That's enough, but it's even more than that. And it sends a much, much bigger statement for Notre Dame to get a guy like this, you know? So let's just do a little bit of, just wrap this section up with just a little bit more about Deuce. Cause I did kind of dive right into this one. And didn't give as many of the particulars, just for those who aren't aware. Dallas is from Tampa, Florida. He went to Berkeley Prep, same high school as Keon Keeley. I've heard a lot of people, you know, try to compare him and Keon's recruitments. They're very different scenarios. Keon committed to Notre Dame super early, before he blew up, before the Bama offers and the offers from all these other schools came. So his circumstances a little bit. Dallas has already kind of fielded all of that. He's had all those big schools come at him. And so it's just a little bit of a different scenario that Deuce was an underrated recruit when Notre Dame got him and then blew up. And where with Dallas, it's more of like he was already that guy. And he went through the process and now has picked Notre Dame. As somebody mentioned also, the Reeder brothers, Trey's on the football team. The other brother, I believe, plays on the baseball team. They were also both from Berkeley Prep, so there certainly is a nice Berkeley Prep contingent at Notre Dame. And this is a school that Notre Dame's been trying to break through and get. This is a school that there's a lot of kids from this school that fit Notre Dame. They just haven't been able to land those kids. I think of Nelson Aguilar that Notre Dame really tried hard to get back when he was coming out from Berkeley Prep and he went to USC. Obviously, Keon Keeley, trying to get Keon Keeley. But to get a guy like Dallas Golden from that high school, who's a highly ranked kid, is big time for Notre Dame. And, you know, just it's just one of those commitments that you say, hey, this could end up serving as a bit of a – it begins a bit – I don't want to say tidal wave. That might be a little bit too strong because I think that's kind of process already started. But this is just another one of those symbols to the rest of the top players in the country that, hey, look what Notre Dame is doing right now. And they got CJ last year. They got Cam Williams, who's a five-star. They got Kingston – which was a Kingston Villanueva also was another needle moving recruitment. Cause not only did you get a talented player, but it kind of sent a little bit of shockwaves. Like, wow, we all thought he was going to Ohio State. Notre Dame doesn't beat Ohio State for guys like that. You know, you talk about Deuce Knight. There's been a lot of those type of kids where Ivan Taylor, and you say, boy, Notre Dame is doing something. We haven't seen Notre Dame do in a very, very long time. And they're not just doing it at a position or two. they're doing it at a lot of very, very important positions. And that's what landing a guy like Dallas Golden does. He's a 6 foot, but he's listed anywhere between 175 and 185. I think he's closer to about 180 is from what I can tell. He's a kid that plays running back, wide receiver, cornerback, and safety. And he also returns kicks in high school. And we'll dive into a little bit more of that a little bit later. But when you look at Dallas, some particulars, you want to talk about how impactful he is as a football player. Last year as a junior at Berkeley Prep, he led the Buccaneers to a state championship. They only had one loss all season. He rushed for 1,467 yards, 7.2 per carry, and 19 touchdowns. He caught 32 passes for 394 yards and 5 more touchdowns. He also had 5 interceptions and 4 pass breakups while playing defense. As a sophomore, he rushed for 1,403 yards and 18 touchdowns as a sophomore. So you're talking about a kid that does a lot of different things for Berkeley Prep, brings a very unique skill set, and can play all over the field. And we'll dive into the specifics of where exactly Notre Dame likes him, where he fits into the Notre Dame defense as we get more into this breakdown.